Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, I am thrilled you're with me today. And you have to, if you can't stay with us for the whole 3 hours today, make sure you plan to go to travelers411.com and click on podcast, because we podcast every show for 52 weeks. Which means you can download it and take us with you. And we only do 52 weeks because we figure if you haven't downloaded it in 52 weeks, why are we supporting this? So you're probably never going to download it. However, at some future time, you or somebody you know or somebody you don't know may want to know more about whatever it is we talked about today. And that stays forever archived with show notes, with links to the relevant websites of our guest, with, if I get motivated, stories and blogs, with a members photo gallery at Travelers 411, with a directory about our guest and the place our guest represents. And today, in this, well, let me go backwards. In hour three, we're going off to the Isle of Man, a place that I very much want to go to. And you're going to be learning more about that later today, and the Regency Hotel there, which has its own special history right by the edge of the sea. And in the next hour, we're going to be going off to Ireland to Clontarf Castle, which has a history going back. Well, they're going to celebrate their 1,000th year history in 1172. So none of the original building exists, but the footings of what is the castle today are on that space. And there are parts of the castle going back something like, I don't know, 400, 800. It's old, but it's fabulous. It's fabulous. You will love this place, and you're not missing any modern amenities while you are surrounded with such history. So we'll be talking about that in the next hour. And this hour, I'm taking you off to Rhode Island. Easier to get to than Clontarf Castle, which is in County Dublin, the north side of the city of Dublin, a 10-minute cab ride away, but not far from the airport. So it makes it easy for the day you arrive or the last couple of days before you leave to base yourself there, be able to enjoy all the hustle bustle and at the same of Dublin, and at the same time be nestled away in what is now a residential area just north of Dublin. So we're going to be doing that in the next hour, but it's easier to get to Rhode Island. So I thought, let's go off someplace wonderful that's doing wonderful things, and we're going to go off to the Ocean House to meet with its general manager right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me Antonio Korosek. She is the general manager of Ocean House, a wonderful resort that's gotten all kinds of awards in Watch Hill, Rhode Island. Thank you so much for joining us today, Antonia. I'm so happy to have you on the air with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I need to talk about you a little bit because you have a very interesting history, and we always need to know who we're talking with before we know what we're talking about, because part of that gives credibility to the value of what you have to say. So where did you begin your life?
So I'm born in Monaco, south of France. That's
why would you ever? Why would you ever leave?
Well, it's a beautiful place to always come back to. I think it's nice to tour the world.
When did you officially change your residence from Monaco to wherever you went next? Where would that have been?
So I did most of my studies in actually in Switzerland. I did a boarding school as well as a hotel school in the French side of Switzerland.
It's very well known. It is very well known. In fact, we broadcast from the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. And until maybe 10 years ago, it could be 12 years ago now, we had a hotelier who was one of the important members of Preferred Hotels Group. He served as the chairman of their marketing committee, as a matter of fact, for some time, Saeed Sella. And he owned a hotel in Williamstown, Massachusetts, called The Orchards. And he would have interns and then hire from that pool of students from the Swiss Hotel School of the Swiss School of Hotel Management, or whatever its title is. And people who attend there come out very serious and skilled and capable members of travel, tourism, and hospitality. So go you. So after Switzerland, where did you go?
After Switzerland, I wanted to learn a little bit what was my option out there. So I actually worked in Thailand and in Burma for a company now called Belmont, but at the time was called Orient Express.
Oh, no kidding. What years were you with the Orient Express Hotels?
Oh, I was in 2001, I believe, from memory, for about a year on a cruise, actually. And they had a cruise ship, they still do, in mm-hmm. Burma, in Myanmar.
Right.
I worked with them for about a year. And then after that, I decided to actually go to England and worked for Relais & Châteaux Property outside London, about 3 hours outside London. Called Tooting Glen.
Okay. When you were at Orient Express, was there a woman based in England, based in London, named Jillian? She might have retired by the time you got there. I used to do a lot with Orient Express hotels. I remember the Churchill. Was it the Churchill, the Cumberland?
Yep.
I don't remember any of the others, to tell you the truth. One of the ones in the, they used to have. Was it the Hotel Latak? They had one in St. Lucia. I think it was the Latak, which is long since gobbled up by somebody else. It might even be a Sandals resort or something at this point. I don't remember who bought it. But, they had hotels all over the place, and it had that Orient Express mentality that, mm-hmm. Goes with that brand. So early on, you caught fire with understanding the luxury market and pampering. I mean, if you were with Orient Express Hotels and then a Relais and Chateau Property, you're talking about creme de la creme.
Yes, I think I got bit by that bug. Yeah. I think when you go back to, when you go to luxury and you actually become passionate about it, it is very hard to get out of it.
Well, and may I say, that is a really good thing, because there are places that haven't got a clue. I mean, they just... And there are places that give lip service to their great service, and I need to send them on holidays to places where there really is good service so I can introduce them to it. Because there's a big gap between people talking about their wonderful service and people who deliver wonderful service. And the luxury client is not only a sophisticated client from the point of view of having traveled and experienced other places to which every new experience is compared, but at the same time, there is, Well, then there's the American traveler who's just maybe in the last several years, you know, maybe in the last decade or so, caught the spirit of what truly great service is, because I have to just state it just right out there. For the most part, Americans don't expect great service, and therefore we don't demand it, and therefore we don't get it. And if you want great service in the past, and not the too distant past, you needed to go to Europe or Asia in order to get wowed by, my goodness, look at the care they take of us. And so, you know, and it was the very narrow group of travelers in America who even knew about Relay and Chateau properties, who even knew about an Orient Express property, for instance, who, you know, had no experience with it and were accustomed to even flying first class because they got upgraded from coach, not because they were a first class traveler. So I think it's wonderful because, to a large degree, a hotel that delivers fine service spoils that guest to the point of they're beginning to demand and expect from everywhere they go a finer level of treatment, a finer level of exceeding their expectations and anticipating their needs rather than reacting to them. So we're going to take a quick break and come back because I really want to dive in and talk more about your arrival at Ocean House and get a bead on exactly where in Rhode Island you're located. So we're going to do all that right after this. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958.
1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm excited.
Delightfully, I have Antonia Korosek on the line with me. She is the general manager at Ocean House. And Ocean House, I am told, is located in Watch Hill, Rhode Island. How far is that from Newport?
It's about a 45-minute drive from Newport.
Which direction?
It's south of Newport. We actually on the border of Connecticut.
Oh, good.
So we're about 10 minutes from Connecticut border.
Oh, that's convenient. Because I often, you know, advise my listeners who travel for business into New York City, which can be frenetic. Rather than fly home, most people try to, the biggest day of the week for business travel is Wednesday. So they fly out on Wednesday. They do what they have to do Wednesday afternoon, Thursday. They fly home Friday, which means they don't have to go into the office on Friday because they're traveling. But you know what? Your company has to get you home. They got you there, right? If you fly home on Sunday, you'll save them some money. And in the meantime, use where you are to go and enjoy where you are. And it's, you know, easy to pick up a car or hop a train and rent a car when you get off the train, arrange it in advance so it goes smooth as silk. And it's not much of a trip. What would you say the drive is to New York City?
New York City is about a 2.5 or 3 hour drive, but it's an easy train station ride, actually. Goes from Penn Station to Westerly, and that train is about 2.5 hours, and
Westerly.
We pick our guests up at the Westerly train station.
Oh, bravo. That's great. So people do that. You know, finish up your business Thursday or Friday morning and then hop the train and get there in time to check in and enjoy Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can either go back to New York or you can go to one of the Connecticut airports or Massachusetts airport, or maybe Providence works for you and you can fly back from wherever you are. Or if you don't want to make a big deal about where you were and what you did, fly back from wherever you flew into. And then you don't have to discuss it. But you deserve a break. You really do. And it's wonderful to get out of the big city when you're done, you know, with all the harassment that a business trip can be. And kind of put all that stress behind you so that you're really prepared to start the next week. And have friends, family, people fly in and meet you, join you, and you know, enjoy the opportunity, because Lord knows those who get left behind when you're on a business trip are not thrilled about that. So talk to me about when you arrived at Ocean Hill. What was your first position? Did you start as the general manager?
No, actually, I was the assistant general manager, and I started about a year before we opened. So it was all about what this Grand Dame was going to become and what we needed to finish the reproduction or the replica of the historical property.
Wow. So where were you immediately before you arrived?
Actually, we worked out of a trailer for about 9 months we could actually get into the building. It was a major construction site, even though we are, you know, a perfect replica of a historical property from 1868. It took a very long time to get the site open, and during that time, we were already building our business, and it was a lot of site tours and showing guests the rebuild of the property. I think we got a lot of interest from locals, from people from Connecticut that used to come with their grandparents, with their family. It was a tradition, and it was great. It was showing them that we were trying to say something that was always there.
Wow. So you really watched it go up from the ground up.
Yes, and you'd be surprised how many people actually come back and step into the building and like, oh my God, it almost feels like the old one, and they say, you know, that it touches their emotion, which is, you know, it's where we're proud. At the same time, we know we had to upgrade a lot of amenities in the inside of the building, but hopefully we gathered enough historical pieces. We gathered about 5,000 of them and placed them a different location in the building and tried to really spend time on it.
You know, I was speaking with the general manager, the new GM. Actually, I think he has a fancier title than that. It may be managing director or something. I don't remember, but I remember being impressed. It was like an upgraded title. Gary Thulander, who is where the buck stops at the Chatham Bars Inn in Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to him that we were going to be talking at some very soon again point about Ocean House. And I mentioned Daniel Hofstetter, who is way up the top of the food chain for Ocean House and the CEO or president of Relais and Chateau for the Americas. And he said, oh, I went to school in New Hampshire, or Vermont, was it? No, I think it was New Hampshire. They were roommates and knew each other for a very long time. And in the course of that, said with great pride that Ocean House has won, and he rattled off so many awards that I couldn't jot them down fast enough. So I wonder if you could share some of that with us to give some indication of how Ocean House is seen by the outside world of people in travel, tourism, and hospitality.
Absolutely. So we very proudly are a five diamond property, so a AAA five diamond. We are as well a 15 star or triple five star Forbes property, which means that we have five star for the hotel, five star for our fine dining coast restaurant, and five star for our O Spa. And of course, we are a proud member of the Relais and Chateau family. So those are some of our accolades that we are very proud to carry.
Yeah, well, you know, for people who aren't aware, in some cases, especially for things like brands, well, certain brands will have some standards in mind that if you're not meeting, you can refurbish something, put a portico over your driveway, or, you know, add a valance to your shower curtains or something, and pay your dues, and you get on their list and in their marketing materials online and in print. But Relais and Chateau is a very fussy organization in terms of very strict criteria with a very high bar. And I actually know a hotel that I would love to see part of Relais and Chateau, and I mentioned to the owner that we wouldn't have to do much to reach the standard they're looking for. He said, well, we're already in conversation, and I am working toward that. So It's a hotel in Ireland. Actually, it's a castle in Ireland. And but, you know, in some organizations, all he'd have to do is say, I want to be a part. And they'd say, sure, write your check. You're in. It doesn't work that way. So it can give the traveler great confidence that when you're looking for a fabulous experience, you're going to get it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Make a spectacular father.
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Antonio Korosek, and she is the general manager of Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, not far north of the Connecticut border, so it's an easy get to. If you're from someplace else, your chances are you're going to fly into a New York City airport. Maybe you're going to fly into Hartford, Connecticut, which would be a hop and a jump to get to Rhode Island. Maybe you're coming into Boston. In any of those events, this is an easy reach. And I am just delighted to have Antonio on the line with me. You were talking about some of the awards that Ocean Hill has achieved and Ocean House, excuse me. I've got Watch Hill and Ocean House melded together. It's, you know, my brain melting. We'll pass on that one. But apparently it's one of only 13 triple five-star properties in the world that Forbes has named five-star for the hotel, for the spa, for their dining. That's a marvelous, marvelous accolade. Congratulations. And you must be so proud.
Yes, we are. It doesn't get much better than that. Well, it's nice to be on the few properties in the world, you know, and not only internationally, but, you know, the big names out there, like, you know, the Sea Island and the Broadmoor, which are phenomenal historical properties. So, you know, for the Ocean House to have achieved that within being open for 5 years was a tremendous reward.
Wow. Do you ever get to travel?
Not as often anymore.
That's one of the big dangers of being a general manager, because it becomes a spouse. You know,
you
kind of get married to the property and you need to be there for whatever its special needs are, or, you know, special people coming that need extra attention, or whatever's going on that comes first. It takes a very special personality to be willing to invest that level of passion and concern and care. And bravo to you. Wow. That's hot. How many accommodations are there?
So the Ocean House has 49 guest rooms as well as 18 signature suites, which are larger studios up to four-bedroom suites that are all differently decorated, as well as five cottages.
Wow. What do the cottages hold?
Anything from a little schoolhouse that used to be the old schoolhouse from Watch Hill. So it's a two-bedroom, quintessential New England kind of little cottage. Up to a 13-bedroom, 35-guest mansion by the water. So
wow.
A little bit of everything.
Wow, that's so unusual. I mean, I talk to a lot of resorts in a lot of places in the world, but that is a very unusual array of accommodation options. And I can imagine that you have to be the magnet for East Coast weddings.
Yes, we are. We are. Well, we try to make sure that we are very respectful. You know, some of our colleagues in the areas are a little bit too much of a wedding factory, and it is important for us that it's you know, one single bride's property on any given day. So, but we are very popular, and the scenery is just perfect.
Well, I mean, you have a 13-bedroom mansion. I mean, a small family.
Yeah,
could take
for
that
35
over.
Guests.
Right. Take that over, and voila. Now, when you say it's a 13-bedroom mansion, aside from the bedrooms, what public areas or, you know, common areas are there in that mansion in terms of, like, living room, drawing room, dining room, whatever space?
Oh, so there's quite a bit. They actually has a movie theater, billiards room, swimming pool, hot tub. It actually has a clay court tennis, outdoor tennis, a very large backyard with outdoor kitchen and barbecues. Has about seven different patios. And then has as well four different living rooms inside the building and formal dining room, and definitely something on the larger side.
Like, so the formal dining room, if you wanted to have a dinner in the formal dining room, how many could you seat?
35 guests.
Wow. Wow. When do you hear that? I mean, that by itself blows me away. I mean, you know, normally that alone is somebody's in mansion, country house, whatever they're going to call the place, you know, without all the 49 guest rooms, 18 signature suites from studio to four bedroom suites, five cottages from two bedrooms to the 13 bedroom mansion. My goodness. Wow. That's really impressive. Really impressive. And do brides gush over that place? I mean, you would think that would be the ideal spot for someone who has family that's close enough to drive home, but is having enough guests who need to stay over because they're coming a distance and take over that mansion.
That is popular. Cottages are perfectly out for the brides, because they do usually have to work a few days before the wedding to gather all the items for the wedding. So it's a good in and out, relax, kind of give you a little bit of a privacy. At the same time, their guests coming for just the event can easily find a variety of hotels in the area, depending on the budget, to join the event.
Wow. That is remarkable. Does the if you were having an event in one of the bigger cottages, or if you took over the mansion, because I'm stuck there for the moment. Listen, brides, if you're listening and you want to do a destination wedding, but maybe you're from the, you know, greater New York area or the greater Boston area, and it's going to be a hassle for some of the guests. Sometimes it's not even a question of money. It's a question of, you know, there's the 80-year-old grandmother who doesn't want to get in a plane, you know, where you could just gather people up and bring them to a place that essentially sounds like it sounds like, I don't know, someplace wonderful in Europe, you know, kind of historic, wonderful mansion. And if you were going to do that, Is there a place in that facility, in the mansion, for food preparation or food staging, that where the food might be coming from another kitchen on the property and then finished up at the mansion? I mean, how does that work? How do you cater something?
That's the right word. We cater to whatever the guest expectation is. You know, it could be anything from our chef cooking directly on property. They do have a large kitchen, but they also have what we call an open kitchen. It's very popular to actually have almost a chef cooking, you know, in front of you, so you can kind of experience what the chef is making for the guest.
Wow.
All the way down to having us do it on property directly and just bring everything over for them so that we don't disturb them during the day to set up.
So you mentioned that there's, you know, the Forbes has awarded five stars, AAA has awarded five diamonds for dining experience at Ocean House. And if you've just joined us, I'm talking with Antonio Korosek, the general manager at Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island. If, let's say, you wanted to invite, 100 people and spread them out all over your property in different accommodations, from guest rooms to cottages to suites to whatever, would the wedding dinner rehearsal dinner be held in a dining room somewhere on the property? You know, something that would normally be a restaurant or something?
We have a few options on property, depending on the season. Of course, we have beautiful outdoor options if you want to enjoy the views. We also have different ballrooms that you can set up weddings that all facing the ocean. So they all have an alternative of a view if you happen to have a wonderful winter wedding, which has become really, really popular here. So definitely options out there. And then we are also really popular with tented events. A lot of the brides nowadays love the idea of having a tented event where the guests can step out and enjoy the cocktail party outside.
Okay, in Ireland or the UK, they'd say you'd be having the event in a marquee, which is
yes,
a perfect word for a tent. We'll be right back. You have a new program I want to talk about, and we're going to do that after these important messages. So pay attention. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson's returns for his fifth season to lead the BSO in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites, featuring the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and more. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes. a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here. Traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal, experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com. Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more. Save this date, time, and place, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with us Antonia Korosek, General Manager of Ocean House, a marvelous place to stay. Nicely situated on the East Coast, you're right there at the Atlantic Ocean between New York City and Boston. You're a little closer to Boston than you are to New York City, though, aren't you?
Yes, we're about an hour and a half, an hour, 20 minutes drive from Boston. So it's an easy drive down.
Yeah, but you
95.
Know, so many people do that run from New York to Boston and visit, you know, wonderful places in Connecticut like Mystic Seaport and the Mystic Aquarium, which is great fun, and, you know, come right up the coastline and, you know, end up maybe in Maine. But what a great place to stop along the way. And I highly recommend that you have a look at it, people, because the place sounds great. I haven't been there yet, but I'm going to see if I can fix that, because this is a place that really I need to go and see. So you have a new program, or maybe it's not so new. It's just new to me. I've just heard about it. And it was one of the things that attracted me. But my impression is it is a new program, and it's called the Artisan in Residence Program. And we have featured the author, who is the first person involved in this program. Why don't you give us some insights into this new part of the Ocean House's art programs?
Absolutely. So we started the program originally a few years back called the Artist in Residence, and it was mainly local painters and artists, and it was mainly related to painting, and it took off really well, and we got a lot of attendance from locals, from guests joining us for the program, and suddenly, you know, people were coming back and saying, well, you need to do something a little bit wider, because I would like to learn more about art in general and not just the painting side. So we started brainstorming with some of the artists, and we said, well, we really need to go back to the more of the artisan and kind of gather different artists that had different purpose. So we gathered a few of them, and we started with, you know, photography, but we have sculpture, we have pottery, we have painting, we have all kind of different celebrities, I will say local or national, that now join us on a weekly basis to kind of present to the community and to our guests their art.
How cool. Have you done anything with writers?
We've done with writers as well. So what we do is we usually the program is pretty set every week, so that the guests can join us hopefully on a regular basis. We do that over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when guests are, you know, also off work and had the ability to join us. And on Friday, you have a workshop or a welcome kind of a cocktail party to meet the artist and his art, very basic introduction with a little workshop. And then over the weekend, that artist is going to either practice his art or do a lecture or display or maybe something hands-on where you can attend and really learn something about what they do and how they do it.
That's fantastic. I'm actually going to be appearing at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, in their writer-in-residence program. November 8th, 5 p.m., the Betsy Hotel. Come and visit with me. I'll be talking about my book, Rumors, with those in attendance. So I hope you guys will be there. And maybe one day I can gleefully say, well, I'll be meeting all of you at Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island. That would be cool. But I hope you read my book, Rumors. You'll love it. I promise. Everybody loves it. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Give me a final word that you want to leave with our audience, Antonia.
A final word. Well, come and visit our breathtaking property. That's our purpose. We're here for guests to come and visit.
Well, I have to tell you, everything that I knew so much about the property before I started to talk with you, and you have brought it to life in a way that hasn't happened yet. So I am just delighted, and you have seriously motivated me. We need to talk about when we can come and see it, because I'm busting to see the property. Stay with me, everybody. We're going to go into two more hours, first off to Clontarf Castle in Ireland, and then off to the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
It's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.